be to speak to you for a few moments.
Speaking about the under his wings. The Lord has blessed me with that many times along the way, that thought. Comforted my heart with the assurance that his wings was over me. No matter what happens, nothing can happen to me except God permit it. That's an assurance that I have deep in my soul. Under the wings of the Almighty. Notice Psalm 17 and 8, prayer. Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings. Thank the Lord. Then Psalm 90 and 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Oh, what a wonderful thought. His great overspreading wings. He that dwelleth in the secret place, that most holy place, in that beyond the second veil, entering into that rest, being wholly sanctified, filled with the Spirit of God. That's a safe place, is it not? Somewhere in the Proverbs it says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth into it and are safe. I believe that that's what most people desire. They want safety, and they find it kind of in money and security and things like that. But safety under the wings of the Almighty God, trusting in Him. What a wonderful blessing to be able to call upon the Almighty God. Under the shadow of the Almighty. Praise the Lord. One night up there this year in Eden, we were having an awful storm of hail and wind and lightning and rain, and it was just hailing, all just big old golf ball size hail coming down. And naturally, we just quite concerned. And we found out later that it knocked out windshields, damaged roofs all over. The east part of town there, they were just putting on roofs. And Brother Sam Crispin, he had to have a roof put on his house. And anyway, that night, we were down on our knees calling on the Lord. And it was just hailing. We could see it out there, just golf ball size hail coming down. And we were just praying and calling on the Lord. And in a little bit, it let up. And so we got up from prayer. And after a while, it started in again. And I remember falling on my knees again, and I was praying. And I'm telling you, dear ones, this as far as I can remember, as sure as I'm standing right up here, in my prayer, I said these words, "Oh, Almighty God!" Stop just like that. The hail stopped just like that. And that got a thought to me, the Almighty God. Oh, I feasted on it, still feasting on it. We have a great Almighty God that loves us. He's interested in us. He cares for us. He knows our afflictions. He knows the sicknesses that we have. What we need to do is just nestle up under the nice wings of the Lord. Just get real close to the Lord. He that dwelleth in the secret place. This scripture has always been a real challenge to me, a serious scripture to me, as well as a comforting scripture. To be under the shadow of the Almighty, I must get in that secret place with Him. I must give my heart and soul and life and be enveloped and wrapped up in the Lord. Then I can be under His shadow. I can't expect to be under his shadow if I'm living careless, loose, not really living spiritual. I can't expect to be under the shadow of the Lord. But if I'm really serving him with all my heart and praying and pressing and seeking his face and living close to him, then I have this assurance that his wings are over me. What a wonderful thing. He that dwelleth in the secret place. Oh, dear ones today, those of you that are needing a touch of healing, the best thing I can offer my advice is just do your best to get close to God. Just nestle right up under his wings there. I never did try this, but I've heard some say when your parents are going to give you a spanking, the best thing to do is get up close to them. I never did try that. See, Mike, all I could think of is the fact I was having trouble. But they say that if you'll get up close to the Lord, get up underneath his wings, his shelter. Oh, what a wonderful thing. I think about the thought about a shelter. How wonderful it is to find a shelter somewhere. In the storm, when the rains are coming down, get under a tree or something to get sheltered over. The other day I woke up from a dream in the night, and in this dream I was singing the song, "I'm overshadowed by his mighty love. Rest is mine, serene, secure. He died to ransom me from sin. He lives to keep me evermore. I'm overshadowed." Isn't that a wonderful? Is that where you are today? Are you overshadowed? Is the Lord caring for you? He cares for us, does he not? Oh, let's get under that shadow of the Almighty. Real precious thought, just leaving this momentarily, over here in Ruth. Ruth came to get under the shadow of the Lord, didn't she? Remember that scripture? She left her kinsmen and people over there in Moab and came with Ruth. "Entreat me not to leave thee, nor from following after thee." 1:16. "For whether thou goest, I will go. Whether thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried." Oh, she didn't know what she was getting under. She didn't realize what she was entering into. Going with her mother-in-law, leaving all hopes of anything, any future, and going with the people she didn't know. And when Ruth saw that she was steadfastly minded to go, or when Naomi saw she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left me. "Well, all right, well, come on, let's go." And you know, she got over here and went out to glean in the fields and like the poor people. And and over here it says Boaz saw her. Verse 2 and 8, "Boaz said unto Ruth, Hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens. Let thine eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go thou after them. Have I not I charged the young men that they shall not touch thee? And when thou art thirst, go to the vessels, and drink of that which the young men have drawn." Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, "Why have I found grace in thine eyes, that thou shouldst take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger?" Boaz answered and said unto her, "It has been fully showed me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, then how thou hast left thy father and thy mother in the land of thy nativity, and art come into a people which thou knewest not heretofore. The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings..." Isn't that wonderful? She'd come under the wings. "Thou art come to trust. You left your home, and you know, we leave the ways of sin. We leave the world. We leave our pride. We come up under the wings of God." Oh, dear ones, it's wonderful. Don't you feel like rejoicing this morning that you're under his wings? Praise the Lord, from the old cold world and from people and what people say and what people do. You can't make people do right, but you can get under the wings of the Almighty God. Oh, they're not going to do right all the time. Praise the Lord. The Lord showed me one time, I was kind of chafing under what people was doing. The Lord showed me, said, I didn't tell you to, it's not your responsibility what other people do, it's your responsibility what you do. Praise the Lord. Now I said, well, amen, thank the Lord. I'll just, we'll worry about this other. Let's commit it to the Lord and get up under the wings of God. Have faith in the Lord. Believe that He cares for you. Believe that He's with you. He'll help you out, dear ones. Praise the Lord. I appreciate the goodness of God. Let's go back to our scripture in Psalms. Look at that a little more. Psalms 91. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. Oh, I told you all the other day, but I want to mention it again. The day of the election, you know, that's been all we had heard for days and days. Who's going to be elected? He's not right. I'm the one and all this, you know. Just honor mine, honor mine. And that night before the election, it was on my thoughts and my subconscious mind and my sleep all through the night. The Lord is my refuge. Oh, what a blessing that was to me. We're not putting our trust in princes. We're not putting our trust in politicians. And what they do don't need to scare us. We're under the wings of God. Praise the Lord. Oh, I tell you, it was a blessing to me. I will say of the Lord, He's my refuge. Anybody we want to really vote for? Oh, it's all right to vote. We went out and voted. Didn't do much good, but let it go. Lord knows our hearts. I didn't even want to. I really didn't, but I did. Stood in line there for 30 minutes. But oh, praise the Lord, all the time is on my mind. The Lord is my refuge. Don't worry about it. It's going to be all right. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. That's what we need to do. In sickness and affliction and trouble and distress and needs and burdens and problems, whatever it is, trust in God. Don't worry about it. Cease from your strivings. Cease from your groaning and your writing letters and your telephone calls. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's all right to use a telephone when you need some help. But I want to tell you, some people use a telephone for something else. Need to trust in God. Cease from that old newspaper. Those old funny papers. Cease from those old comics. And trust in God. Praise the Lord. Y'all still love me this morning? Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. You know, the fowler, he's out to get a bunch of birds. He's out to catch some birds. And you know, the old enemy, he's out to get us. He'd like to get us in his trap. But if you put your trust in the Lord, you'll get out of every one of them. Praise the Lord. You can escape every one of them. Because you're trusting in God. God is watching over you. You're under His wings. Little story, a little book. Used to have it at home. I don't know where it is now. We used to read it to our children. About the little chicken. The chicken, her mother, had a bunch of chickens. And of course, it's just a story, you know. But I got a good thought out of it. This little chicken, its brothers and sisters, mother, she had these calls, you know. Whenever she gave a certain call, well, they all come get under her wings. And by the way, y'all ever seen that? Did you ever see a mother chicken, mother hen with her little biddies, we used to call them? Did you ever reach under her breast, under the warmth of that hen? Softest, warmest place I ever felt in all my life. My mother used to set hens. This old mother chicken, mother hen, she'd get all ruffled up. Her voice would get croaky and she wanted to go to set. So we'd put eggs under her and she'd hatch them out. And, you know, that is a wonderful, soft, warm place. Now, I've often thought, you know, that would really be nice to be a little baby chicken. And to be up under the wings of that mama. Wonderful. And she'd just ruffle out her feathers and her wings, and they'd just get under there. And to one of them one day. And see, what was I going to say? Well, thank the Lord, anyway. Oh, the chicken story, that's right. Well, praise the Lord. We're all human, aren't we? Anyway, this little chicken, the mother would call her chickens in. And the last one in, last one to get under, she'd give it a flip with her wing. Spank it for being so slow. And so this little chicken, one day he was tugging at a worm. And he wanted to get that worm. And about that time his mother called. So he kept pulling at that worm. And when he finally got it and started, he saw everybody else was underneath his mother. So he decided that he wouldn't go. He didn't want to get that flip. So he just stayed out. He stayed out all night. Well, when the darkness came, the sun went down and the crickets began to chirp and the dew begins to come down. He was cold and wet and the scary night sounds, and he spent a miserable night. The sun came out the next morning. He heard his mother call. And he ran to get under her. He said he didn't care about getting that flip. That was all right. He just wanted to get under his mother. Well, that's just a story. But, dear ones, it shows how we just need to get under the wings of the Lord. Even though he does give us a flip. Even though he does give us a swat, you might say. A little chastisement or a little word of reproof. Just get up under the wings of the Lord. He loves us. He cares for us. In him will I trust. He shall cover thee with his feathers. This is spiritual language here. We know the Lord, in the natural sense, doesn't have feathers. No more than you and I have feathers. But it's a spiritual language. It's talking about his care, his tenderness, his protection, his overshadowing, his hand of love and mercy, his power, his grace, his help, his comfort, his strength. That's the Lord God. That's Almighty God. He's just as kind and loving as an old mother hen with her chickens. We got another story in a book about this little dog. He was out on the farm there, and he's running after everybody. He ran after the cows and sent them a-going. He ran after the pigs and sent them a-going. And he ran after the cats and sent them a-scurrying away. And he just running after everybody till he got to the old mother hen. She sent him a-going. She turned on him, and he went going. Dear ones, we don't need to be afraid. The Lord's going to take care of us. He's going to bless us. He's going to help us. Has he ever failed you, dear ones? Have you ever trusted the Lord and didn't come out on the short end? No. When I think about that song, it's a precious song, 334. Hath a mortal ever yet been found that trusted him in vain? Search the whole broad space around and search it once again. You never found anybody that came out on the short end by trusting in God, even though they had to suffer. Praise the Lord. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Oh, how wonderful, dear ones, if we can trust in the Lord. There's just so much more in that chapter. But I want to read another scripture here. May the Lord help us this morning. Psalm 63 says, fifth verse, my soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips, when I remember thee upon my bed and meditate upon thee in the night watches. Because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. We can rejoice in the shadow of his wings. We can rejoice. You want to rejoice. Do you praise the Lord? You want to do that. Thank the Lord for his goodness. Thank the Lord for his mercy. I just feel this week I was praying about, see, Mike, I had thoughts about going to California and desiring to be a help in the meeting out there. And then I prayed and thought, the Lord just helped me to feel good about being in this meeting for the first half and then buying a ticket, going on the plane, going out there for the last half. But somehow in my mind, something went like this. Just commit it to the Lord and He'll work out what's best. Isn't that wonderful? To commit things to the Lord? Just commit them. Don't worry about them. And so we got our ticket, and somehow I was prepared in my mind to go. I was torn between the two. But anyway, Brother Salmons came up to me the other day, and he got to talking about it. And I caught from his speaking that he wanted to go. And so I just told him, I said, well, you could just go in my place. And, you know, the Lord worked it all out. Oh, dear ones, the devil said, now you take him to the plane this morning. Your car's going to blow up. You're going to have a breakdown. And you're going to have trouble. Isn't it awful how the devil talks to us? And you know, dear ones, the Lord just blessed anyway. Well, what are we going to do? We're going to rejoice in the shadow of His wings. Are you there this morning? Are you in that secret place? Are you there in that blessed hope and assurance? May the Lord help us today. But get in there. Get under His wing. Just nestle up close to Him. Just like little children. My little children. Oh, I used to. They all grew up too fast. But I used to have them. My little children, I'd put them on my breast like this. I'd pick them up, and they'd lay their little head right here. And then they'd stick their little arms down and nestle. They'd nestle right up close to me. Oh, that was the sweetest feeling. I just enjoyed that. Well, you know, I believe the Lord wants us to nestle up close to Him, to just really draw in a little closer. Song of Solomon 2. At 14, it says, this is what I can understand the Lord talking to us, talking to our souls, which is where He's a lover of our souls. And this is what He's saying. Oh, my dove. Oh, my dove. Thou art in the clefts of the rock. That's where I like thee to be, in that clefts of the rock. We have Brother Edwin Eck up our way. He calls that song quite a bit. Number 75. Never get tired of singing it. In the clifted rock. You know what a clift is? It's a hewed out place. It's a hewed out nick in the rock. And there's a shelter in that rock. The man that wrote Rock of Ages was walking along one night to go pray for some people. He was a minister. He's walking along and ran into a storm. The storm blew his lantern out and he was just in the dark. But he saw a great rock. And he went over there and he got refuge under that rock. And as he was taking refuge under that rock, it began to come to him. Rock of ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy riven side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Keep saved from wrath and keep me pure. Not the labor of my hands can fulfill thy law's demands. Would my tears forever flow and my zeal no respite know? These for sin cannot atone. Thou must save thou alone. The clefts of the rock. It's beautiful. Oh, my dove, thou art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs. Now, in studying out this secret places of the stairs, in the Hebrew text, the definitions there, it says, thou art in the inaccessible places. Inaccessible places. Where does the eagle build her nest? Out there on the street corner? Right there in the corner of your roof? No. He picks out a place where nothing else can get to it. Up there. In a safe place, he builds his nest. Inaccessible places. trusting in God, you get in places where not very many people want to go. Well, if I was there, I'd do so and so. Yeah, but you're trusting in God. One man said after one of the saints had died and having an awful cancer, one of his neighbors told me, he said he could have had that thing took off a long time ago. Inaccessible place. You ready to get into that inaccessible place? You willing to let the Lord lead you and put you in a place where nobody else can get to? Maybe nobody else will understand? But that's where the Lord sees you love Him and you trusted in Him. And He's got His wing. He's got His hand over you. Oh, I've had this come to me over and over. One time when I still lived here in Guthrie, I had such a terrible burden. Such an awful heavy burden. And I was out working on doing a little painting on my house. And my mind was so deep, dejected, depressed, burdened. And while I was working, the Lord began to bring these thoughts to me. You're under my wings. Don't be afraid. It's going to be all right. Just trust in me. Oh, how wonderful. Let me see thy countenance. What is that talking about? You're in under His wings. Now, look up and let Him see your countenance. In prayer. In devotion. In love. In faith. In confidence. Let Him see your face. Let me hear your voice. Let me hear your voice saying, thank you, dear Jesus. I love you, Lord. I'm trusting in you, Lord. I'm counting on you, Lord. Let me see your, hear your voice, for sweet is your voice, and your countenance is coming. In Matthew 23. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, 23 and 37. Thou that killest the prophets, stonest them which are sent unto thee. How often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chicks under her wings, and you would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. How sad many people don't want to live for God. I thought about Orpah. Orpah was with Ruth when they wanted to go with Naomi, but whenever Naomi told him, says, you go back, says, I can't have you go with me. He said, I couldn't have any more sons if I could have sons tonight. Would you wait till they're grown? He says, oh, said, daughters, I'm so sorry that these things have happened. Go back to your own people. And Orpah went back. You don't know anything about her anymore, do we? Oh, how the Lord would like to take all of you under His wings. Are you going to be there? Are you going to let Him do it? He said here, I would that I would have gathered you under my wings, just like a hen does. But you wouldn't do it. Now your house left unto your desolate. Lord, help us today. Let's get up under the wings. Those of you that need healing to your body, I need healing to my body. You do. I know all of us do. Only thing I know to do, I'm doing all I know to do to be healed. I'm getting as close to the Lord as I know how. Get up under His wings. Nestle up there. Pray. Have faith. Be joyful. Be happy. Be rejoicing in the Lord. And rest in Him and put your trust in Him. Anyone else have a